Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
Welcome into the Inside Carolina podcast. This is the last defensive position preview podcast we're doing. Of course, we have Greg Barnes and Jason Staples from Inside Carolina with us. I'm your host, Ross Martin. We talked about cornerbacks and nickelbacks last week. Today, we're talking about safeties. And we'll also touch on nickelbacks some because of how intertwined they are. Let's jump right into it with the depth chart here. So at safety, you have Trey Morrison, who played a lot of safety last year. He's also played some cornerback and nickelback during his career at Carolina. You have Jacorius Conley, who comes to Carolina for his sophomore season, played a lot of nickelback last season, makes the move to safety full-time entering 2021. And you have Geo Biggers, who the staff really likes. We'll get into more into that. And then behind them, you have Cam Kelly as kind of the fourth safety. Cameron Roseman Sinclair, who I believe is also a sophomore. And then Dontavius Nash is the big freshman safety. So looking at group, Greg, and what you know from spring game, what you know from covering the team last couple months, what do you think about this safety group, how it breaks down, and this depth chart for UNC in the 2021 season?
Well, I think what's fascinating about this group, Ross, and talking with some contacts after the spring game, was that this is a fluid situation. And what's unique about that is pretty much everybody's back. And so typically you would say, okay, well, they know what they've got and they're comfortable with this setup. That wasn't the case in spring ball. And I think that kind of speaks to some of the issues they had at safety last year. Losing Miles Wolfolk after the first game, I think, was really detrimental. Now, the good thing in hindsight is that it gave a lot of other guys opportunities to kind of show what they can and cannot do. But the fact that, you know, Jacorius Conley, you know, he's going to be on the field, but where do you want him? Do you want him at nickel? Do you want him at safety? And it appears as though that by what he showed in spring practice, they really think he's kind of a stud for them at safety. And so that's big. And then when you have a guy like Geo Biggers, who just splashed, kind of came out of nowhere, you know, Mack Brown was really high on him in spring practice, saying, you know, this is a guy that was really just kind of a reserve guy, a special teams guy for us. And just, he hit the weight room hard. He hit the film room hard and just exploded and became a guy that they think is going to be, not only is he going to play a lot, he has a potential to start for him. And then when you look at those two highs, then you say, okay, well, what about Cam Kelly? What about Don Chapman? What about Trey Morrison? Morrison, a good leader, good heady guy. The size issue has always kind of followed him around. That's just part of the deal. Chapman, they've played him in a lot of different positions. Probably going to end up at nickel now. And then Cam Kelly was injured early in his career, and I think he's just kind of been slow to come along. They like what he can do. He's not quite where they want him quite yet. And so the fact that you have a lot of familiar names, but there's a lot of activity back there, I think is interesting. As I said, it speaks to some of the issues they had last year, but it gives them a fresh start coming into the training camp this year. And you can do that when you know you've got solid options at cornerback. You can kind of piece things together as you want. And that's what spring's for, right? So try and experiment. And apparently at this point in time, Jay Bateman feels like he's got some really good options after playing around in spring.
All right, let me drop some notes here. That was a great breakdown by Greg. But drop some notes on what I've heard from safety before we get into the position with Jason. Like Greg said, the Geo Biggers has improved a ton. I mean, he's one of the guys there. He's going to play a lot. One of the three guys competing for two spots. Cam Kelly's the fourth guy. But all this can change. And they love Jacorius Conley. Some notes on Jacorius Conley. He's the best kind of add-on run defender they have. So they want him in the box a lot. That's why he moved to safety. He's the biggest defensive back they have. He can really tackle in space. That's why I love him. He can hit hard. He's going to be an NFL safety. They recruited him as safety. He impacts the defense more as safety. So the reason why he moved is very clear, and they kind of just wanted to get him on the field by playing him at nickelback because it was easy to learn and kind of gave him a singular role And with safety, I mean, it's the most cerebral position for a UNC defender in Jay Bateman's defense. I think Jason can speak on that, but they have to make a lot of calls and organize the defense a lot. And so that's why Jacorius is moving there now and not starting there as a freshman. But the role of the safety is very important in getting the defense set up. They expect JQ to be an 80 tackle guy a game, which is pretty crazy for that position. And with Biggers, he's improved his body a lot. He's improved physically, and he's really, really smart. And that's why I really like him. He was the best player in the spring game, according to a source close to the program. All right, Jason, the safety position at UNC, before we get out here on a break, let's dive into it and what their role is and maybe why some of the moves were made to move JQ there and how you see some of these players fitting in this season.
Yeah, I think the main thing is they – along with the linebackers, the backers basically take care of getting things right up front. The safeties basically are the quarterbacks in the back end. And so they've got to make sure that everybody's in the right spots. And they've got to communicate a bunch. I mean, that's a heavy communication position. But the other thing is that because they ask them to do a lot of different things, I mean, they're going to be sometimes they're going to be one-on-one coverage. Sometimes they're going to be box players. They're asked to do a lot. And so they've got to be a versatile player to play at the safety position in this defense. And with all the multi wide receiver things that you're seeing, you really have to be able to cover almost like a corner, for the defense to be what it needs to be. So, that's basically it. And you can see why they like the guys that are moving up the chart essentially, with Jaquarius and especially with Biggers. As well, you can see that they want guys who are reliable tacklers, especially on the back end. And that's something that Biggers definitely showed in the spring and in the spring game. He's a physical guy. He's not afraid to come up and not just make the tackle, but to really make to hit you. And Conley obviously brings that to the table as well. So these are guys that, you know, with what they're doing, I mean, Bateman wants to stop the pass, but he knows that you can't beat anybody if you can't stop the run. And the safeties are a big part of the run support in what Bateman's going to be doing this year. So they've got to have guys that are reliable tacklers back there. And that's why I think you're going to see guys like Conley and Biggers on the field more often than some of the guys that maybe they don't trust to make open field tackles as reliably based on prior performances. And that's something that they're going to have to see during the fall and in early games this year. They're going to find who's going to be the most reliable tacklers and who's most reliably in the right spots and gets guys on the ground. And those are going to be the guys that play.
And yeah, I mean, go ahead, Greg.
So say the top tackler on the team, according to Pro Football Focus last year, was Jacurius Conley.
Mm-hmm. And he played most of the snaps in the second half of the season. But yeah, I mean, you could just tell in space he was so good at bringing down the runner or the wide receiver. It just his quickness and his ability to use angles and then the physicality at the point of tackle was great. To jump in there, I'm interested to see if Trey Morrison becomes kind of the odd man out in UNC's secondary. I don't know what y'all think. I mean, I like the guy because he seems to be able to make plays and he has a knack for the ball and he loves the game. But if they really like Biggers, course they like Conley, and then at nickelback you've seen Chapman and then maybe one of the actual corners play nickelback. I'm wondering if there's only so many snaps, I'm wondering if Morrison doesn't play as much this year as a senior. And also I think with the tackling thing, I think that's a clear indication of why Cam Kelly is the fourth guy not in that rotation, because he clearly missed a lot of tackles last season. I'm interested to see his PFF numbers on his tackling as well. I know y'all have thoughts on kind of those two things.
Well, in terms of Morrison, and I don't mean this to sound harsh whatsoever, but I think Morrison is the kind of guy that, he, because of his size, I mean, he's 5'9", 190. He's kind of built like a cornerback, kind of an old school cornerback, but doesn't really have the speed to be as effective there as you want. And so because he does have a really good skill set, this is the type of player that kind of middle of the road ACC teams love to have, and you know, great for Larry Fedora, that kind of thing is kind of what the thinking is. But as Mac Brown continues to bring in elite talent across the board, especially at the defensive backs, you're getting guys like Jacarius Conley who are 6 foot, 6'1", 200 pounds with a lot of speed. And so they can just do a little bit more. They can be more effective than a guy like Morrison. And in terms of mentally, in terms of leadership-wise, he brings so much to the table. He's a great player. But I really do think this is a situation where maybe not as the odd man out, but I think there's guys with more potential on this roster now. And that's just part of the recruiting process. Yep. It's not a matter of recruiting over somebody. You're just trying to build that elite talent. And when you do that, some guys like this, maybe will start to see their snaps reduce. Not to say he still can't provide a lot to this team. He certainly can. But because of some of those things, he may not see as many reps as he has previously in his career.
I think that's a great point about kind of the changing in recruiting and roster building. And you're seeing that, I think, a lot at the edge position, outside linebacker a little bit, and also could be in a year or two on defensive line where some of these older guys are not playing as much in favor of freshmen and sophomores. We'll get back into it. I want Jason's take on all that. When we come back, first I want to talk to you about Johnny T-Shirt and JohnnyT-Shirt.com. I'm going to highlight some different products they sell on the website right now. They have tons of really cool UNC balls. They got golf balls, they have basketballs, balls for kids, footballs, any type of ball you want. They have UNC balls, home and office sections. Do the click down here. The bathroom section, a Tar Heel basketball rubber ducky. Didn't think you were getting that one today, did you? Let's go to flags. You have UNC flags for the beach, for the home, for the garden, for any part of your house. You have tons of different UNC flags. Pretty cool thing for the home and for the tailgate. Let's go to stuffed animals. You need a gift for your kid, your niece or nephew. They have a couple stuffed animals. Let's go to jerseys here. We'll go to the all section of jerseys here on Johnny T-Shirt and JohnnyT-Shirt.com. They have the Nike number one legend football jersey. They have the throwback 1990s jersey with the gray stripes, a couple of different basketball jerseys, the really cool soccer jerseys. Get all your jerseys at Johnny T-Shirt and JohnnyT-Shirt.com. Tons of navy ones as well. And of course, all Inside Carolina subscribers can use 10% off the discount code to get 10% off their order. Go to the premium message boards to get that code. Johnny T-Shirt right on Franklin Street and online at JohnnyT-Shirt.com. They support our podcast, help us do these different kind of podcasts. So we want you to support them. When you're in Chapel Hill for games, when you're in Chapel Hill driving through, make sure to go to Johnny T-Shirt and JohnnyT-Shirt.com. Tell them Inside Carolina sent you and use that premium promo code to get 10% off your order. All right, guys, we'll be right back with more discussion on UNC safeties heading to 2021 season.
If you want to win your fantasy football league, it starts right now. The offseason is the best time to get ahead of the competition. We'll help you win your league on the Fantasy Football Today podcast, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network. Fantasy Football Today has 3 episodes every week following the latest news, giving you early rankings, early sleepers, breakouts, and busts. So if you're a dedicated fantasy football manager, check out the most dedicated podcast, Fantasy Football Today. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts are found.
And we're back. And I think when we kind of went to the ad break there, we had an interesting discussion about, you know, recruiting and safeties and where UNC is now. And Jason, I wanted to go to you on your topic with that, with where guys like Trey Morrison are and kind of how this personnel all breaks down for UNC at that position heading to the season.
Yeah, I think one of the things that you're probably going to see more with somebody like Morrison is more situational use of some of the safeties. Now, obviously, when teams go up tempo, then you can't necessarily sub the way that you would want to situationally, but where you can, then, you know, against, and also against certain teams, you're going to see certain guys get more time, right? So against a team that's going to try to isolate a quick slot receiver against your free safety, say, maybe you want to put Morrison at that spot more often than one of the bigger, more physical safeties for that game, because you know that they like to do that. And so again, this is where having more talent and more talented bodies allows you to shape what you've got that week to the appropriate personnel that the other team and the tendencies that the other team that you're playing brings to the table. So that's something that I do think you're probably going to see Morrison get fewer snaps all in all, than what he's gotten in the past. But I think it'll be more oriented towards what he brings to the table that he can give you in specific situations. And the same thing also, I mean, in the last episode, we talked about the nickel position, and we really didn't talk about Jaquarius Conley in that position, but you know, he obviously played that position great last year. And that's something that against certain teams, you know what, maybe you move Jaquarius Conley from safety to nickel for that given game because of the matchup that you like. So, you know, these are the sorts of things that, again, depending on how your scouting report looks coming into a game, you've got enough personnel and enough pieces with different skill sets that maybe you want to move things around a little bit, move guys around to make sure that you're putting them in the position to cause the most problems for the opposing offense. And I think you're going to see more of that this year than what you've seen in the past, because they have that flexibility, provided, again, more guys stay healthy.
Yeah, and I think a big thing with the secondary is the depth. I mean, you mentioned it a little bit there. I mean, they have tons of guys at corner. You can handle an injury for a couple games with the depth at cornerback and the talent at cornerback. You can handle injury at safety with Trey Morrison being certainly a part that can play. Don Chapman's played some safety. And, of course, Jaquarius Conley, Geo Biggers, Cam Kelly has experience. So used to have a group that, you know, when they had a couple injuries, you know, they were playing guys who hadn't played much. They moved like Don Chapman, I remember, to cornerback for a game or two because of some injuries. Now they have it every position, safety, nickelback, and cornerback. They have guys who've played, they have experience, and they have talent. And I think it's going to be one of the better secondary groups in the ACC because the high-end talent with Conley and with Geo Biggers and Trey Morrison, then at cornerback you have Duck, Kyle McMichael, and Tony Grimes. There's just so much talent there. So I think UNC fans should be pretty excited about this group, and especially, like we've said before, with the defensive line and the improved pass rush and just the depth there, you're going to have more options for turnovers and more pressure on the quarterback. Greg?
Yeah, and the other thing, too, you mentioned depth. And it's not just your standard hierarchical, you know, 1, 2, 3. It's the fact that Don Chapman played a full season at safety. He's going to be at nickelback. He can play different positions. Trey Morrison has played all three positions. He's played nickel, corner, and safety. He's a guy you can utilize. So we've seen this defensive backfield really take a hit injury-wise the past couple of years, and that's been problematic. But one of the silver linings out of all that is a lot of these guys have played, and they've played different positions. So not only do you have good numbers, but you've got guys who have played different positions. And so if something does happen, it's not trying to teach somebody on the fly how to play this position. You can say, all right, Trey, we need you to go play corner today. Or, all right, Don, can you go back to safety this week? It's not that big of a deal. And that's the kind of roster management that you need where you've got bodies, but you've also got guys who are cross-trained.
Yeah, Jay Bateman's huge on cross-training. I mean, he'll run a guy at a completely different position for a week or two just to make sure they're ready if the time comes. You may have the depth chart where, yeah, like you said, like you would think the third guy would step in, but really it's the nickelback who moves to safety, and then the next nickelback steps up. The same is true to offensive line with Azudu. There's cross-training there. You have Azudu who's the backup at three spots rather than the younger guy who is on the depth chart as the second guy. So I think Mack Brown has really instituted this thing where you're going to have multiple guys play multiple positions, and that proves to be true in the secondary. All right, guys, anything else? This is our last one, I think. Good. All right, guys, thanks for noticing the goatee, first of all. Growing a power goatee for those listening.
Is there one there?
Yeah, almost wiped it off last night. Oh, yeah. But I got a power goatee. I'm rocking it through training camp.
Good summer look.
Yeah. I've never done goatee before. I think we may try to do a special teams one, maybe into training camp, because I couldn't sit here and tell you what's going on with special teams. So once we have a better idea of kind of how that's breaking down, maybe a week or two before the season starts, we'll do a special teams podcast, which will surely be our most listened to podcast. All right, guys, anything else? We're good?
We're good.
All right, guys, for Greg Barnes and Jason Staples, I'm Ross Martin. We appreciate you listening to this preview series through the summer, and we'll see you next time on the next Inside Carolina podcast.
New CBS Monday.
Federal agents.
Here's where we can see them.
NCIS Hawaii is back.
About to set it up.
New criminals to catch.
Armed robbery, aggravated assault, murder.
And new investigations to be solved.
These guys were good, but even masters make mistakes.
Vanessa Lachey and featuring LL Cool J.
Violin Island, you got it.
Welcome to paradise.
A new NCIS Hawaii, Monday, 10/9 Central on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.